Today's daf is Menachos daf Ayin. Today's shir is sponsored the Zechusra for Shalema for Sarah Rivka Basindaleya. It's also sponsored by Jeremy and Adina Herskowitz, Lizecha Nishmas, Adina's grandmother Chaya Minda Bas Ali Melech. We thank the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Sarah Rivka Basindaleya should have a Rafur Shalema Besoch Shar Chale Yisrael, and the Zechusra Lunish Bin Aliyas Neshama for Chaya Mindel Bas Eli Melech. So we are holding at Bayi Rebbe Shimon Ben Pazi on Daf Samach Tesam Beis, about eight lines up in these skinny lines. Bayi Rebbe Shimon Ben Pazi, the first thing we're going to discuss today is if you have something that was talush from the karka and then you replanted it. So if you have a grain that was uprooted after it was one-third grown and after the Karban Omer, and then you replanted it, and so the Gemara raises the suffix if the new growth is chadash and is going to need the next year's Karban Omer in order to become mutter, or if it is automatically mutter because it was based on a grain, it all came from a grain that was already prior to that last year's Karban Omer. We're also going to discuss if you plant chulin and it grows, so shaila whether the growth is chayiv in shumas and maisros as long as ein zaro kala, and it's not the normal way to plant. We'll see what all that means, but when you replant chulin and then it grows, what's the status of the growth? What's the status of the thing that you planted itself, that you've replanted itself? And we're also going to talk about if you had tevel and you replanted it and you were kore shem truma on it. So is the truma status conferred when something is replanted in the ground? The Gemara is going to talk about planting in a pot, whether what effect that has in terms of truma and klayim, if it's in an atzit sheino nakuv, or if the atzit sheino nakuv becomes nakuv. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to reintroduce us to the chameshas minei dadan, the five grains, because these are relevant in that only these five grains are subject to the Yisra of Chadash, and only these five grains are Chayiv and Chala, and the Gemara is going to remind us that only these five grains are Chayiv for Chametz and Pesach. Only these five grains can you be Yotzei the mitzvah of Matzah on Pesach, and then the Gemara is going to discuss whether the husks of the wheat can combine for the shear of Tumas Ochlin, and it may depend whether it's moist, whether it's dry. And the last discussion on the daf is going to be a machlokas, whether grain needs to have taken root before the Ktsiras HaOmer or before the Hava'as HaOmer in order for the Omer to be Matir. So let's begin. Again, we're about eight lines up in the skinny lines on Daf Samach Tesam Beis. Bayi Rebbe Shimon Ben Pazi, Shibola Sheviyashlish. You have a stalk that has grown one third to its growth. Kodem LaOmer, and that happened all before the Karban Omer. Va'akara, then you uprooted it. Ushasala Liachar Omer, and you replanted it after the Omer was brought. Vosifa, and now it grew more because you replanted it. So Mahu, what's the status? Basar Ikar Azlinan. Do we go Basar the Ikar, what you have replanted, and that grew before the Karban Omer? Visharya Omer, and therefore the Omer was Matarit. Adilma Basar Tosefes Azlinan. Eva Achiyava Omer Abba. Or maybe we look at the Tosefis, we look at the new growth, and the new growth happened after the Karban Omer, and therefore you need to wait till next year's Karban Omer until it becomes Mutter. So the Gemara tries to be poshut. The Safek Tivshalim Hada Amar Rabbi Avo Amar Biyochanan Yaldo Shesimcha Bizakena. What if you have a young tree, so young that it's still within the early years, that you uprooted the tree and now you have grafted it onto a zakena, an older tree? Uba Peros, and the Netiyas HaOrla had Peros before the Harkava. Now those peros grow even if they grow more than 200 times their original size, and normally we assume that Arla is batal b'masayim, so you would imagine that if it grew more than 200 times its original growth, if the new growth did not have the status of Arla, if we went not basa the yikr, but we went basa the tosefes, we would say the new growth should be mevatel the old growth and it should not be Arla aser. So you see very clearly that you go basa the yikr and not Basa the Tosefes, and it's, therefore it's all considered to be Arla. V'yamar b'shom v'nachmeni, and we can also be poshut the Safek, Amar v'yonasan, Betzel sheshesalo b'kerem. You have an onion that's planted in a vineyard, that you planted in a vineyard, so it becomes asr mishum kilei hakerem. V'nekar hakerem, and then you uproot the vineyard, so the onion stays there, and it continues to grow more and more. Afilu hosef b'masayim asr, even if it grows more than 200 times, it's going to be it's going to be Aser. Normally, Kelei Kerem would be Batal B'Masayim, but no, we look at Basar Ikaro Azlina, not Basar Gidulo, not after its new growth. So you see that we follow the Iker, not the Gidulim, because otherwise the Gidule Heter would have been Mevatal the Iker, and you would not have had a Shaila, you would not have had a Shaila at all, because it would have been Batal, would have been Mutter. So says Gemara, you can't bring Rayas from either of these cases, because in both of these cases we're just saying that we're going L'chumra, and that we're not going to allow it to become Batal. He gufa kamibayle. That's exactly what Rabbi Shimon Pazi was really asking. He was asking, Mif shapshitu l'rabanan de basar ikar azlinan, are the Rabbanan in these cases so sure that we follow the ikar, and that's why there's no bitl over here? Loshna l'kula v'loshna l'chumra. But they would even say basar ikar azlinan l'kula if such a circumstance were to arise, so therefore we would be able to be makel by the shibolas that was hivya shlish kodem omer, and be matirid, even though it was replanted and it grew again further after the Omer, because they're really confident that Basar Ikar Azlinan, Odilmas Fukim Safkaluhu, Uluchum Ramin Lukulorminan. But what's unclear is maybe that yes, they were Machmir in these cases and they held Basar Ikar Azlinan Luchumra, because they weren't sure. And maybe when going Basar Ikar would be a Kula, like in our case of the Shibolas, they would not be so excited about going Lukula, they'd be Machmir in such a case. So Teku, the Gemara leaves this as an Ibayad Lo'ivshita. We do not resolve it. The Kshita Mugbetza says he has another idea. There's a Mishnah in the seventh parak of Klayim that maybe will resolve this question. Discussion in Rishonim, why it is that we didn't have any more Mar Makomos. The Gemara only brought these two places. There seem to be more Mar Makomos in Shas about this kind of thing, Basar Iker and Basar Gidu. Tosos raises the question that Masecha Sota, you know, we mentioned this case of Yolda Shesubcha B'Zakena. What does that mean? So you have a tree within the first 3 years, it's Arla, you uproot it, you graft it onto a Zakena. So the Gemara in Sota and Daf Mem Gimlam Beis tells us that Rabbi Avo says Yolda Shesubcha B'Zakena Batla. The Yalda, the younger tree, is Batel, and it now has the din of an older tree. And yet, over here, we're talking about whether the Yalda is going to Asa the Tosefes. So certainly it's not batel, right? Certainly the fruits that are there are still Arla. It's just a question of whether now that if it grows 200 times, so that was our whole shaila. Is it a suffix? What to do when we're machmir, or is it vadai that if it grows 200 times, the fruits that are there that were there before determine everything, and it's still a yalda. And yet in Sota it says that it's totally batel. So Tosfos raises the question: why the difference? And Tosfos says that over here we're talking about a different case. Over here we're talking about that the peros are already there on the young tree. So they're already asr mishum arla. They don't become mutter by grafting them onto a zakena. Over there we're talking about a tree within the first 3 years didn't have any fruits yet. But the gufa 8 is going to be batal to the zakena. But that's it. Only the gufa 8 is going to be batal to the zakena. So the Maram Alshich in the Tshuva Simkuf Yud learns from the Gemara in Sota that Tosos quotes Yalda Shesivcha B'Zakena Batla to Halach Lemaisa about an Esrog Amorkav, that if you take a branch of an Esrog tree and you mark it onto a lemon tree, even though the peros that come out are nearim ka Esrog, they seem to be exactly an Esrog, you're not Yotzei, because the Anaf, the branch itself, is butter to the lemon tree. And just like by Arla, you wouldn't be knowing in Arla, you would say that it's butal to the Iker, according to that Gemara and Sota, so too when it comes to grafting an Esrog onto a lemon tree. The Chalkas Yoav in the Tshuva and Simon Lamed Beis rejects the Raya, and he says, no, Holchemacher Iker Linyan Arla, it's all Tali B'Yanika, it's all Tali in what's being Yonik from what. So it's being Yonik from the Zakena, which already is past the years of Arla, it's not going to be Chayiv in Arla. But by Esrog, it's not Tali in Yanika, by Esrog it's Tali in what is this fruit? Is it an Esrog or is it a lemon? So it could be argued that an Esrog Amorka from that perspective would be kosher if it looks like an Esrog, if it has all the qualities of an Esrog, even if it's Yonik from a lemon tree, but it has all of the qualities of an esrog. So that's the issue. Does it have all the qualities of an esrog? Right? When you cut it open, they say if the seeds are one way or the other, you could tell if it's morkav or not. So if it has all of the physical qualities of an esrog, so maybe it should actually be an esrog. And then the Chalkas Yoav has an interesting deal. He says, you know, one of the simanim of an esrog tree is a tam eitzo piryoshava, that the taste of the eitz and the pri, but if it's grafted onto a lemon tree, so it's really growing on a lemon tree, maybe it lacks that din of tam eitzo piryoshava. So that's what he discusses. Is that din a simen or is it a siba? Meaning, are we just trying to let you know, pri etzader? It could be anything. It could be a watermelon as far as we know. So there are certain indicators. So one of the indicators is tam eitzo piryoshava, so you should realize, well, simen. Or is it, no, that's the definition of esrog. The definition of an esrog is tam eitzo piryoshava. That's the Chalkas Yoav has a whole deal on that. Okay, so it says the Gemara now further. Bai Rabba le'inyan meiser mai. What if you have a similar shayla when it comes to meisros? Do we go basa the ikar or do we go basa the telsefes, whatever's added on afterwards? Hechidami. So what exactly is the case by meiser? Kigon da amdinu va asrinu. Case is you harvest a whole bunch of grain and you take maisros from them, but you didn't do the disha, you didn't do the threshing to take the kernels out of the grain. You just estimated how much food is in there, and then vishaslinu, and then you replanted it in the karka vosifalu, and it started to grow. So what's the din of these shibolim as far as shumas and maisros? Im timtzalom laz din basar ikur. Do we, if you're going to say that we could be poshet the suffix l'chumra, and that we don't follow the ikr, the tosefes does not follow the ikr, the tosefes by yesuri, and therefore you're going to have to be mafresh from the tosefes, then ikr mai. Then we have a further shayla. What about the din of the ikr? Do you have to be mafresh trumas ha-maisros from the ikr? So even if you're going to say that we can answer the first shayla about what the status of the tosefes is, and say that of course you have to be mafresh trumas ha-maisros from the tosefes, but you have to go back and be mafshumasvaisos from the thing that you replanted itself, from the ikar itself. So in general, whenever you have an imtim tzilomar, the rule is, the Rambam at least always follows that he paskins like the imtim tzilomar. Right? Is it A or B? And if it's B, is it C or D? We always paskin B, because it could have said, if it's A, is it C or D? No, it said, if it's B, is it C or D? That's an indication that we're already leaning in that direction, and that's why we wanted to be done further in that direction. So the Shara Melech asks on the Rambam that there is this Klal Yadua in the Rambam that he does this. So le'inyan the Tosefes, he should have passed him that it's Vade Chayv and Meiser, but he doesn't. He doesn't say that way. So he says Hareza Safek, whether it's Chayv and Meiser or not. So that's what the Shara Melech raises the question: why does the Rambam break his normal rules? So Kesh Mishra says, first of all, those rules don't apply on a Teku. That when we say Beferish in the Gemara a Teku, then you don't have that Klal. It's only when it leaves it open-ended. But Teku is a statement of treating it like a Safek, that we have to continue to treat it like a Safek. And also he says, when we say Imtim Tzalomer, we follow that side, that's only if it's very clear what that side is. Over here, there are really three tzadim. There's the possibility that the Iker is Mevatel Tosefes. There's the possibility that the Tosefes is Mevatel the Iker. And there's the possibility that it's still a Safek. And therefore, L'chumra, we follow the Iker, but not L'kula. So the Gemara says, Imtim Tzalomer, it doesn't mean like the tzad that we follow the Tosefes B'toras Vadai. It's like the tzad that we follow the Tosefes B'toras Safek. So the Rambam is passing me like the Imtim Tzalomer, that it's B'tara Safek. So he's following his rules, his normal rules exactly. Okay, so says the Gemara. So what do we do with this Shaila? So Amalei Abaye, Maishna Mikol Chiti Yusari Dalma. Why is this any different than any other grain that you plant? You plant Garinim of Chitim and Sa'arim that were already had Shumas or Maishos taken from them, and you replant them in the ground, and then when they grow, you take maisos from the new growth. And so the same should be when you replant this shibboleth, this stalk. After new things grow, you take maisos from the new growth. Bane from the ikr, bane from the tosefes. Now, I have no suffix about something that disintegrates in the ground, like garinim of chitim, garinim of sa'orim, where the garinim disintegrates. disintegrate. So it's pashut that you have to be ma'aser keneged whatever grows, because it's panam chadashus ba'olukan. It's all new. Everything is brand new over here. Elokikam yibayli dover shein zarukala. The whole suffix is something that does not disintegrate in the ground, like a stalk where it's going to where it's still in its husk. And then you replant it, and it grows new. Where the ikur is not gone, it's mosif aholech. So my, what's the din of the ikur? Do we assume that it's potter in its previous meiser, or do we assume that it's going to need a new meiser? Says Mar Tifshalei Mehada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We could be poshet from the following. Litra betzel. You have a certain measure of betzel. Shetiknu, that you were mafresh shumas amaisos from. Uzra'u, and then you replanted it in the ground. And it grows. New things grow. Misasu lufi kulo. You take maisos on everything, both the ikur and the tosefes. So you see that even something that's ein zarukala, you have to take maisos again on the ikur, because the betzel is ein zarukala. Says Gemara, no, it's not a good raya. Hasam hainuz riyaso. By the betzel, that's the derech of being zarukala. A betzel, that you're supposed to plant the entire bulb, the entire thing. But over here, it's not normal. That's not how you plant grain, to put it, the whole husk in the ground. No, you take a garin and you put it in the ground. So maybe there's still a suffix over here, whether you need to be ma'asa in the ikar or not. So Amalei Rabbi Chanina, Bar Minyumi La'abaye, the Gemara brings another suffix that's a similar suffix. Mahu. If a person is mafresh shumas umaisos from that which grew in atzit she'eino nakuv, on more grain that grew in atzit she'eino nakuv, is that a frasha, a binding of frasha or not? Says Mar, what do you mean? Ilo nakuv, halo nakuv. What do you mean? If there's no hole in the pot, then what's the suffix? They're both in atzit she'eino nakuv, that which you're taking shumas umaisos from, that which you're taking shumas umaisos on. It's mina potter ala potter, meaning the chiv chumas maestros are not shein nakov, it's only midraban and it's not midaraisa, so it's absolutely fine. What would be the issue? No, dilma chazav nikva ka'amit. Oh, yeah, I know what your shaila really is, meaning where sometimes a Talmud asks a shaila and the Rebbe realizes, Talmud asks a kasha and the Rebbe realizes it's not necessarily the greatest kasha, but it's not so nice. So it's not to be, oh, I know what you mean to be asking. You're asking about the taisus and gittin and whatever, and the Talmud's like, yes, that's exactly what I'm asking. So a person plants a tevua in the atzit she'eino nakuv, it grows a little bit, and then he's menaked the atzit, he puts a hole in the pot, and then it continues to grow. So the suffix is, do we assume that the tosefes is not nigrar achari ikr, it's chayiv in maisos min haTorah, or the ikr is nigrar achar the tosefes, chayiv in maisos min haTorah, so you could be, and then you could be mafish from the ikr on the tosefes, because they have the same chiyuv, or do we assume that the ikr is not nigrar achar the tosefes? The ikr is therefore pater min haTorah, and the tosefes is going to be chayiv. So you can't be mafresh from the ikr that grew in the atzit she'eino nakuv on the tosefes that grew in the atzit nakuv, because the tosefes is chayiv maishus min haTorah. So Abaye says, and even by that, there's no suffix. It should be pashut that the ikr follows the tosefes, and everything is chayiv min haTorah, and that has nothing to do with Rav's suffix. Why? Hacha chadazriyahi. By the atzit nakuv, it was one long process of planting. You initially planted it in the atzit, and then you made a hole in the bottom of the atzit. That's all one long process of planting. At the time that you poked the hole in the pot, the zriya was finally completed, and now the roots are continuing to grow. So that's where we could say that the ikar is as if it was planted in an atzit nakuv, and it's all chayv in maisos min haTorah, so you could be mafresh from the ikar on the tosefes. But hasam in rava safek, shtei zriyos ninu. There are two separate zriyos. You planted originally the shiboles, and then you uprooted it. That original zriya is gone. And then afterwards you replanted it. So then we have a suffix. Does the tosefes, is a gorer, the ikr, to be chayv in maestros min haTorah or not? So the case of the atzitz that you subsequently poked a hole in is not going to be poshet our shaila, the shaila of Rava. Okay, now another shaila. By Rabbi Avo, shibolas shemercha bakeri. Let's say you have grain that it went through miruach already. Miruach means smoothing out the piles. That's when it becomes tevel. That's when it becomes chayv and trumas and maisos. And then ushsala, v'karal Hashem. You plant it in the ground without being mafresh shumas ma'isos before planting it, and after it was planted in the ground, you were mafresh shumas ma'isos b'mechubar. While it's mechubar, you say, that should be truma, that should be ma'isos. So mahu, is that a frasha chal or not? Kivin the marcha tavlala, ki karal Hashem kadshala. Since it went through the miruach, it became real tevel, and therefore when you were kari Hashem truma or ma'isos on it, that hafrasha is binding. Or do we say, no, once you plant it in the ground, the shame tevel goes away. It was tevel when it was uprooted from the ground. But now you've replanted it, maybe that takes away the shame tevel, and therefore there could be no shame truma or meiser on whatever's growing in the ground. So the Gemara asks on the question, how could it be that it could be that a fresh truma, after it's already replanted, is going to be chal? Im kein matzinu truma b'mechubah l'karka. If this is a possibility, then you are giving me a case where there could be truma on something that's mechubah l'karka. Utnan. Problem is, we have a Mishnah that says, lo matzinu truma b'mechubah l'karka. That there's no such thing as truma mechubah l'karka. So you have to say that that frasha is not going to be chal over here. Because that's what the Mishnah says, that there's no truma mechubah l'karka. So the Masoros HaShas, he writes, the Mishnah says, "L'kotzer dati lo yadati l'tzayin makom of the Mishnah b'braisa sheyehem furish davuzeh." He says, "L'kotzer dati," and I was able to find every other time the Gemara in all of Shas quotes a Mishnah. This Mishnah, "L'kotzer dati," I don't find anywhere that there's a Mishnah that actually says this. So we don't find truma b'mechubar l'karka. So the Nimukei Agriv points out that very often the Gemara, when it quotes Mishnayos, will be mekatzer the lashonos of the Mishnah. Tosfos writes this way in Masechet Shabbos Safid Beis. So here also the Gemara is being Makatzer, a lashon of Mishnah in the first parak of Truma, Mishnah Hey, where it says that you're not mafrishin Truma min hamechuber al hatalush. So the Gemara says it must be because lo matzinu Truma b'mechuber. That's the Mishnah it must be referring to. There's also a Mishnah in the second parak of Bikurim might be referring to. So they work hard to try to figure out, you know, where does the Mishnah at least assume this din? So it may never say it explicitly, but it does seem to assume the din that there's no mechuber. It's not only the Derech HaShas to sometimes quote Mishnayos that way, it's the Derech HaShas to quote Psukim that way also. A lot of times they'll just paraphrase Psukim. Some of the most famous Psukim aren't really Psukim, right? So nevertheless, but that's the Derech HaShas to do, to paraphrase once in a while. So Amalei, so Abai says back, Ki Tanya Hi, the Brisa that says that there's no Truma b'mechubar is leaning a chiyuvei misa v'chomesh. That's only talking about to be mechayiv misa v'dei shemayim for someone who eats Truma b'mezid, or to be chayiv to pay Karen v'chomesh if you eat the Truma b'shogeg. That's what we're saying. That din of the isser of eating Truma doesn't apply b'mechubar l'karka. Why? De'it halash v'achil talashu. If it's mechubar l'karka and it's Truma, and you rip it out of the ground and you eat it, well then it's not mechubar anymore. It's talash by the time that you eat it. So then it's not mechubar. V'yigachin v'achil. And if you bend down and you just eat it right off the ground, that's not at all the derech for people to eat while something is still mechubar l'karka in such a way. So that therefore you're not going to be chayiv because you violated the isser in such a not the derech kind of way to violate the isser. So it turns out that there's no way to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim if you do it b'mezid, or chomesh keren v'chomesh if you do it b'shogeg for eating truma that's mechubar. But it doesn't mean that there's no such thing as truma that's mechubar. There's certainly is such a thing as truma that's mechubar. So says Mar Umayshna, why is the din of eating truma from mechubar l'karka, where you say batla daito etzel das kaladim, why is that different midichsiva pinkasa de ilfa from the din that we found in Ilfa's notebooks? Ilfa was a businessman, so maybe he wasn't in the base medrash every day, but he had notebooks. He kept strong in learning. We know this from the sugya in Tainus that Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were chaverim in the yeshiva, but Rabbi Yochanan they were both going to leave to make a living, and the story went that Rabbi Yochanan heard the voice that the conversation that was happening up in Shemayim, and he decided to go back to the yeshiva because he heard the voice that said that we should kill these people because they're leaving Chayei Olam and they're going to be Oseik B'Chayei Shah. Ilfa didn't hear the voice, so Ilfa went and he went into business. The Gemara said, "My Chavrus, when Rabbi Razma made Aliyah, he quoted that Gemara. He said, you know, so sometimes people hear the voices and they know the call of history, what they have to be doing." And as the Chavrus, I was a little I cried a little bit inside. I cried a lot outside also. But Ilfa, the Gemara says, went into business, and he was so strong in his learning that at some point he climbed to the top of a sailboat and said, anyone who could challenge me, who could show me any brisa that I'm not going to be able to show you the makor in a mishnah for that brisa, if I fail in any way, I'll jump from the top. And they started challenging him. They didn't say, okay, come down, we believe you. They started challenging him. So Ilfa was very, very strong in learning. So Ilfa, he had written in a notebook the following halacha, an unusual halacha. Beitzei nivlas ha'of ha'tahar. You have a kosher bird that died, so it's a nevela sof tahar. And they found eggs inside of the bird. Miksasim b'chutz, miksasim b'fnim. This bird's timing impeccable. It died right in the middle of laying an egg. So part of the egg was inside, part of the egg was outside. So mi bifnim, the part that's on the inside, if you eat it directly out of the inside of the bird, mitamim begadim habeis habliya. It's like eating a nevela sof tahar, and which is mitamim begadim habeis habliya. When it's going down your throat, then it's mitame the person's begadim. It's mitame the person to be mitame begadav. Mi bachutz, but if you eat the part that's outside, you take it ein mitam begadim habeis habliya, then it's not going to be mitame, it's not going to have a din of eating the veil sof tahar. So what do you see? That when you eat it on the inside of the bird, you become tame, even though it's very clearly not the derech of people to eat in such a way. We don't say batla daito, batla daito eitzel kol adam. So when you eat truma b'mechub l'karka, we say the same thing. They chayv mishum achilus truma, even though you're eating it off the ground, directly off the ground, and it's not the derech adam to do that. So answer the Gemara, talush avidi inshi da'achli hachi. That people sometimes eat a davra talush from the karka, even in such a way that it's betoch meyav shalaof, that it's still inside the bird. So that is still called an achila. That's not so shalo kedarko. But b'mechubar lo avidi inshi da'achli. So to eat something that's mechubar l'karka, that's totally unusual. No one eats anything that's mechubar l'karka. Okay, I guess that's the case. Meaning it's hard to know, but that's what the Gemara says. That's one is much more unusual than the other. There is a question in Poskim. How far? So we know we apply this then by truma, that you're not batal daito etzel kaladam. So you're not chayif reading truma when you're eating the truma directly off of the ground. What about other halachos? What about halachos Shabbos? If you eat it directly off of the ground, instead of being tolish the pri from the tree, you just eat it directly off of the tree. So in the Chuvas Hara Karmel or Chaim Simchav Gimel, he says it's morgel b'fi hanashim va'amei aretz. So you know whatever he's about to say is something he disagrees with. He says, you know, the nashim va'amei aretz have a thing that they're it's mutter to be tolish peros on Shabbos if they're mechuber to the tree by just biting them directly off the tree. And he says ta'usu, that is obviously a mistake. Why? Because the shinui in the Tlisha is maybe enough not to be mechayiv min haTorah, but you're still mechayiv mid Rabban. I mean, you do malacha on Shabbos, but derech shinui, you're still chayiv mid Rabban. It's still a malacha mid Rabban on Shabbos. And he quotes our Gemara that ain't derech Tlisha va'achila when you're gochin va'ochel, and it's not even an isser mid Rabbanon. But he says, yeah, in our Gemara it's not even an isser mid Rabbanon, because over here we're talking about eating the chitim that are in your mouth while they are still mechubar. So that's not derech achila klal. It's not only a shinoi, but when you're tole shapri entirely and you eat it afterwards derech achila, and the issue is whether you're chayiv on the tlisha that you were akar davar migidulo, that makes no difference whether you did the tlisha biyad or bepad. Meaning essentially what he's saying is that there's a fundamental difference when the isser is an isser achila or when the isser is an isser of being tole. She says when it's an isser achila, so to be ochal directly from a mechubar is such an unusual achila that it's not even asr midrabanan. But when the isser, like on Shabbos, where it's an isser to be tolish bepeh, he thinks is only a regular shinoi where it would be asr midrabanan, not asr midaraisa. So that's why he disagrees with this shmua that went around, that people thought that it was mutter to eat in such a way. The The Eglei Tal raises the question, why do you have to say that if he's gachem vachel batel daitam? The chiv is on swallowing, meaning since it's a chiv on achila, l'chor the chiv is only when he swallows. By the time he swallows it, it's for sure talish. So when it gets to the base of bliya, it's definitely talish. So we don't find Yevaita don't find the chiv misa and chomesh b'mechubar. Just like we said, if he rips out with his hand and he eats it, so you see that there's no misa v'chomesh b'mechubar. So we also, it's not really b'mechubar. Even if it's not batla daitzo, so the Eglei Tal in Meleches Kotzer in Os Chavtes, he suggests that we needed the sheet of Rav Blazer Maseches Trumos, that we needed this according to the sheet of Rav Blazer in the 8th parak of Maseches Trumos, because Rav Blazer holds that a Kohen who's Hichnes Truma Lepiv, and then he becomes Tameh, he has Truma in his mouth, he's chewing it, and then the guy next to him drops dead, right? So now he's Tameh, but he's got Truma in his mouth. What do you do in that? So thinking quickly, right? What do you do in that situation? Can he swallow it? He says, yes. Rabbi Lazar holds, yes, you can swallow it. Why? When it's nichnas lepiv beheter, we go basa da achnasa lepiv. What's called eating? When you put it in your mouth, that's the eating. So therefore, if you're gachem va'achil, it would be called eating from mechuber, even though by the time you swallow it, it's already talush. But the Eglei Tal says he then has trouble with the Rambam, because the Rambam in the 11th parak of Hilchos Truma writes that you're potter from Misa v'Chomesh because batla daito. But the Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Eliezer that we follow the Bliya. The Rambam paskins that we follow the Hachnasa Lepiv. Follow the Hachnasa Lepiv. He paskins that we follow the Bliya. So that's the interesting discussion in the Eglei Tal. Okay, Vayta Nigmar. Amar Rav Tuvim Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. Hazareh Klaim Atzit Shein. If a person plants klayim in a closed pot, asr, it's asr midrabanan, but there's no isr min haTorah. Amar Rabbi Bishlam, yashmin and lokum makas mardis midrabanan shapir. You're going to tell me that you chayv makas mardis understand very well. Elo asr my kamash milan. But what's the chiddush that it's asr midrabanan havias ria? What your great chiddush is that on a drabanan level we call planting in a nuts tznakov zria tanina. We know that from the Mishnah, the 5th paragraph of Dabai. Tara min sheino nakov ala nakov truma viyaksa viyitrum. That if you took truma from that which is eno nakov and that which is nakov, it is truma midrabanan. It does count, but you have to take truma again because on the daraisa level it didn't work. So we already know this halacha. So that the Gemara leaves unresolved. Okay, so now new Mishnah. Hachitin vasorin vakusma v'shibol shul v'shifon. These five grains harei elu chayavim bechala. They are the five grains that are chayav bechala umitzarfim zem zeh, and they combine together with each other for the shear of Rashi's challah. And now you have a lot of fancy recipes that require mixing different types of grains. You get all sorts of shaylas, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, right? So there's big discussion in the poskim. When do you say basar ikr? Do you need the full shear of the original grain? But the different, if you're mixing the among the five grains, you're mixing the different grains, so then they're mitzarif to each other. Vasurim b'chadash milifnei ha-pesach. You're not allowed to eat the tvo chadasha that's made from these five grains before Pesach. Umiliktzor milifnei ha-pesach. Omer, and you're not allowed to be kotzer the grain that grows from these five grains before the Omer. And if they took root in the karka before the Omer, ha-omer matiran. That's when the Omer is going to be matir these grains. V'imlav, if they hadn't taken root before the Karban Omer, asur natshiyav Omer abba. Then you have to wait till next year's Karban Omer for them to be mutter. So says Maratana Kusmin min chitin. Shibal l'shuel v'shifon min sa'orin. There are five grains, but two are in the wheat family, and three are in the barley family. So what are they? Kusmin. So the Gemara just defines what they are. Is gulba. Shifon Dishra. Shibolashuel is Shibole Ta'ala. There's a big discussion what exactly Shibolashuel really is, right? Whether, whether oats are actually one of the Chameshas Haminim or not. Traditionally, yes. Scientifically and historically, probably not. So that's the question. So Shlomo Zalman said, we follow our Mesorah. We're not going to worry about, you have the same Professor Felix, who was a very firm person and was very knowledgeable. Rav Shakta's machmir for that assumption. He's choshesh that maybe oats are not a grain, maybe it's adama, not a mezonos. So, Cheerios or whatever. So it doesn't make a mezonos and Cheerios. So, or certainly for celiac, I don't know if oats helps. Does that help for celiac? Yeah, oats is what they use. So Rav Shachter wouldn't use oats, but Rav Shlomo Zalman said we follow our tradition. So anyways, that's a big discussion. So just to identify it. So honey in oriz v'dochen lo. So says Mar, yeah, but it's these five grains. It's not oriz v'dochen, not like rice and millet. So minan imili. How do I know this? Am Rish Lakish asya lechem lechem mi matzah. Ksev hacha v'haya v'achalch mi lechem ha'aretz. By the chi of chala, it says lechem. Ksev hasam. By matzah, it says lechem only v'hasam. From Yelan, how do I know by matzah that it's only from these five grains? I'm Reish Lakish, V'chein Tan Dever Rabbi Shmuel, V'chein Tan Dever Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Amar Kra, Lo Socha Lalav Chametz, Shivas Yamim Tocha Lav Matzos, Lechem Oni. So we compare the Yisro Chametz to the mitzvah of Achilles Matzah, and therefore, Dvar Mabal Nidei Chimutz, Adam Yotz Ben Nidei Chavasa B'Pesach. That which can lead, that which can, has the potential to become Chametz, only that can you be Yotze, the mitzvah of Matzah, with Yotzu Elu Shein Bal Nidei Chimutz, El Dei Sirachon, as opposed to anything that's not these five grains, like Orez V'Dochen, which don't completely come Lidei Chimutz. You see rice bread, that's not real Chimutz. That's Bal Nidei Sirachon. It comes to a point of kilkul, but it doesn't come to full chimutz, and therefore you're not going to be able to yotze the mitzvah of matzah with rice matzahs. Umitztarfen zeimzeh. So the Mishnah said that we can combine them with each other. So Tana Tvuva Kamachim Abitzekos Mitztarfen zeimzeh. Even if you have grain and flour and dough, they're all mitztarif to each other. So my hilchsa, Lagabe, what halacha would you be combining grain and flour and dough? Very different stages of the processing of the food. Some Rav Kahana li'inyan chadash. It said about the isra of achilas chadash before the omer. If a person puts together a kazayis of garinim of tevuah, kemach of tevuah, and a dough of tevuah that's all chadash, and together equals a kazayis, and he eats them all, that sandwich or whatever, that mixture together, he's chayiv malchus. Rav Yosef Amar, no, different thing. Li'inyan chametz bepesach. If you're mitztarif all of these different things, a garin tavua, where it could be, if it's soaked in water, it can become chametz, and as long as it's detached from the ground, it can become chametz if it comes in contact with water. And obviously, when it's attached to the ground, everything comes in contact with water. It needs rain to grow. But when it's detached from the ground, it could become chametz. And from a kemach and from a dough, you're chayiv for a kazayis of chametz and Pesach. Rav Papa Amar Lin Ma'aser Sheni. Now, this is halacha with regard to eating Ma'aser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Diachal lechutz lachom alaki, that if you eat this combination, a kazayis of this combination outside of Yerushalayim, you get malchus. Rava Amar, linyan tumas ochlin. No, it's a din in tumas ochlin. Va'akamashmalin, the tvua, kamachin, dumi, the betzekos, that we compare the din of tvua and the din of kemach to the din of a dough. Ma hasam, just like when it comes to a dough, uchla be'enei, the ochel is be'en without any taroves of any psoldas. Afachanami, so too, when it comes to tvua and kemach, they're uchla be'enei. They're only mitztaref when it's ochel be'en, without any klipos, without anything else that's mixed in, without any subin in the kemach, without any of the garbage that needs to be sifted out, because that would not be considered an ochel. But whatever is pure ochel, at whichever stage, is still considered, it's mitztarif to a shir of tumas ochlin. So I asked the Gemara, Gemara says, Vatanya ben ichusa, Vatanya, chita ben klupa, ben she'en klupa, mitztarefes, is mitztarif with the other food for a shir kebetza for tumas ochlin, because the klipa of a chita is edible, it's food. But sa'ora, by Sa'ora, only if it's peeled, it's mitzarif. If it's not peeled, it's not mitzarif because it's not edible. So ask the Gemara on this din, Eini, Vatan de Rabbi Yishmael. Didn't we learn by the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael with regard to Tumas Ochel? And Pasuk says, Al Kol Zera Zerua Asher Yizareya. So we learn that Tumas Ochel is noeg on Garinim of Tvua, Kederach Shabnei Adam Otsi and Lizria, the way that you would plant it, Chita Bikli Pasa, Sa'ora Bikli Pasa, Vadashim Bikli Pasa. So that people generally do not remove the klipa when they plant. So by Tumas Ochlin, the klipas are also mitztarif. So how can you tell me that by the Sa'orim, the klipa is not mitztarif? Lo kasha. ha belachos ha beyveshos. It depends if they're moist or if they're dry. If they're moist, they're soft enough to be eaten, they are included into mesochlin. If they're dry, they're not included into mesochlin. Asurim bechadosh milfnei pesach. The Mishnah also said these five grains are also bechadosh milfnei pesach. Minani mili. How do I know this din that only these five grains, the yisur of chadosh is chal before pesach, not an oriz v'dochen? Amrish lakish asi lechem lechem imatza. We learn it out from lechem lechem imatza. V'liktzor lefnei ha'omer. Minani mili. How do I know that only these five grains are asur b'ktzira before the omer? Amr Rabbi Yochanan asir reishis reishis mechala. It says by the yisur of ktzira before the omer. V'avesim asomer reishis ktzirchem. And mechala it's reishis ariso seichem. So just like mechala, it's only these five. Of here also, it's only these five. My kodim laomer. What does it mean when we say, when the Mishnah says that these five grains are asur b'achila before the omer? So Rabbi Yonah amar kodim ktziras haomer. It means before you do the harvesting of the omer. But after you did the harvesting, you're allowed to eat from the Tvuah Chadasha, Mishaheir Mizrach, on the second day of Pesach, even though you didn't actually yet bring the Korban Omer. Rabbi Yosef Azivda Omer, Kodem Hava'as HaOmer. No, it means before bringing the Korban Omer. You're only allowed to eat Chadash at the time of the Hava'as HaKorban Omer. So the Gemara is now about to challenge the Shita of Rabbi Yonah, but Bez Hashem will pick up with that discussion tomorrow.